Hey everyone, welcome back to the Stoic Saga channel. Today we're diving into some ancient wisdom with a modern twist. We're exploring Stoicism and how its timeless principles can help us navigate life's ups and downs like a pro. From seeing life as a boxing match to understanding the powerful concept of the reverse clause, we're going to break it all down and show you how to apply these ideas to your everyday life. In today's video, we're continuing our self-development series from the previous episodes. If you're new here or missed the last one, you can check out all the episodes in the playlist that'll pop up at the end of this video. These lessons aren't just educational content. They're a daily, all-encompassing approach to life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you're digging this series, show some love by liking the video and dropping a keep it up in the comments below. So, grab a comfy seat, hit that like button, and let's get started. Lesson 1. In the world of Stoicism, there's a powerful metaphor that resonates across the ages. Life as a boxing match. It's not about throwing punches, but about facing the unexpected blows that life throws your way. Just like a boxer trains relentlessly to build resilience, Stoics train their minds to withstand the trials and tribulations of existence. Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, posed a thought-provoking question. What kind of boxer are you if you leave because you get hit? This isn't just about boxing, it's about life's challenges. When things get tough, do you throw in the towel, or do you dig deep and keep fighting? The Stoics believed that the true measure of a person isn't found in the absence of adversity, but in how they respond to it. It's about training your mind to adapt to any circumstance, to remain steadfast even when the punches keep coming. Think about the times you've faced setbacks or failures. Did you let them knock you out? Or did you use them as an opportunity to learn and grow? Did you wallow in self-pity? Or did you get back on your feet, ready to face the next round? In the ring of life, we're all bound to get hit. It's inevitable. But the question is, will you stay down, or will you rise to the occasion? Will you let the challenges define you? Or will you define yourself by how you overcome them? Remember, the Stoics weren't just armchair philosophers. They were fighters in the arena of life. They faced exile, poverty, and even death with unwavering courage and resilience. They didn't see these challenges as reasons to quit, but as opportunities to practice their philosophy. So, the next time life throws a punch your way, channel your inner Stoic. Don't be discouraged by setbacks or failures. Instead, see them as sparring partners, helping you to strengthen your resolve and become a better version of yourself. As the wise philosopher Seneca said, "A man who has been at constant feud with misfortunes acquires a skin calloused by suffering." This isn't about becoming numb to pain, but about developing a thick skin that allows you to endure and overcome any challenge. So, ask yourself again, what kind of boxer am I? Am I the one who quits at the first sign of trouble, or am I the one who keeps fighting no matter what? The answer to this question will determine the course of your life's match. Remember, the Stoic life isn't about avoiding challenges, but about facing them head-on with courage, wisdom and resilience. It's about training your mind to be your strongest ally, so that no matter what life throws your way, you can always get back up and keep fighting. In the words of the great boxer Muhammad Ali, "I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit, suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion." This is the essence of the Stoic mindset. To embrace the struggle, to endure the pain, and to emerge victorious, not just in the ring, but in life. Lesson 2. In the realm of Stoic philosophy, the concept of a reverse clause isn't just some abstract idea, it's a practical tool for navigating life's inevitable curveballs. It's like having a secret weapon in your back pocket, a plan B that kicks in when things don't go as expected. It's about having a mental fortitude that allows you to adapt and overcome any obstacle that comes your way. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, beautifully articulates this concept. Indeed, no one can thwart the purposes of your mind, for they can't be touched by fire, steel, tyranny, slander, or anything. This powerful statement reminds us that no matter what external challenges we face, our inner strength and resilience remain untouched. Think of it like this. You've poured your heart and soul into a project at work, only for your boss to reject it at the last minute. Your initial reaction might be disappointment, frustration, or even anger. But then, your reverse clause kicks in. You remind yourself that this setback doesn't define you or your worth. It's just a temporary obstacle, not a reflection of your abilities or potential. You take a deep breath, reassess the situation, and come up with a new plan of action. The reverse clause isn't about wishful thinking or denying reality. It's about having a pragmatic backup plan for when things go wrong. It's about accepting that obstacles are a part of life and being prepared to deal with them in a way that aligns with your values and goals. This concept can be applied to all areas of life. In relationships, if a loved one hurts you, your reverse clause might be forgiveness and understanding. In your career, if you face a major setback, your reverse clause might be to learn from the experience and come back stronger. Even in the face of death, the Stoics had a reverse clause. To embrace it as a natural part of life and to focus on living well in the present moment. The reverse clause is a powerful tool because it shifts your focus from what you can't control to what you can. It's about taking charge of your reaction to events rather than being a victim of them. In the words of the modern-day Stoic William Irvine, the reverse clause is a kind of mental judo. Instead of trying to resist what's happening, you use the force of the event to your advantage. Think of the famous entrepreneur and inventor Thomas Edison. When his factory burned down, destroying years of work and prototypes, he didn't despair. Instead, he saw it as an opportunity to start anew, to rebuild even better than before. His reverse clause was not to dwell on the loss, but to focus on the potential for growth and improvement. Another example is the story of the Japanese airline pilot, Captain Tammy Jo Schultz. When one of the engines on her plane exploded mid-flight, she didn't panic. Instead, she calmly and skillfully landed the plane, saving the lives of all on board. Her reverse clause was her training and experience, which allowed her to remain calm and focused in a crisis situation. The reverse clause is not just for extraordinary individuals like Edison or Schultz. It's a tool that anyone can use to navigate life's challenges. It's about cultivating a mindset of resilience, adaptability, and resourcefulness. It's about remembering that even in the darkest of times, there's always a way forward. In the words of the ancient Stoic philosopher Seneca, the happy life is to be found in the strength of your character, and the strength of your character is built through challenges and adversity. So, the next time you encounter an obstacle, don't despair. Remember your reverse clause, and use it to turn adversity into advantage. The reverse clause is more than just a philosophical concept. It's a way of life. It's about embracing the unexpected, accepting what you can't control, and focusing on what you can. It's about finding strength in adversity, opportunity in challenge, and resilience in the face of setbacks. It's about living a life of purpose, meaning, and fulfillment, no matter what life throws your way. As the Stoics teach us, The only true obstacle is a weak mind. By cultivating a strong and resilient mind, we can overcome any obstacle and achieve our goals. The reverse clause is a powerful tool in this pursuit, helping us to stay focused on our values, our goals, and our inner strength, even when the world around us seems to be falling apart. So, embrace the reverse clause. Make it a part of your daily life. And remember, no matter what happens, you always have a choice in how you respond. Choose wisely, and you'll find that you're far more capable and resilient than you ever imagined. Lesson 3. Learn, practice, train. Your self-improvement cheat sheet, Philosopher Edition. All right, folks, let's talk about leveling up your life. No, we're not talking about video games or collecting XP. We're talking about the ancient wisdom of self-improvement, the tried and true methods that philosophers and sages have used for centuries to cultivate wisdom, virtue, and a kick-ass life. The LPT, Learn, Practice, Train, Loop. Think of self-improvement like a workout routine for your mind, body, and soul. You wouldn't expect to get ripped by just reading about exercise, right? You got to hit the gym, lift those weights, and sweat it out. The same goes for personal growth. It's not enough to just read self-help books or listen to motivational podcasts. You got to put in the work, practice what you learn, and train your mind and body to become the best version of yourself. The ancient workout plan. The ancient philosophers like Aristotle, Epictetus, and Seneca were all about the LPT loop. They believed that the path to a good life was through continuous learning, deliberate practice, and rigorous training. As Aristotle put it, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. In other words, it's not about occasional bursts of effort, but about consistent practice and dedication. So, how do we apply this ancient wisdom to our modern lives? 1. Learn. Seek out knowledge and wisdom from a variety of sources. Books, podcasts, mentors, teachers, life experiences. Be curious, open-minded, and willing to challenge your assumptions. As the saying goes, the more you learn, the more you realize how much you don't know. 2. Practice. Don't just consume information, put it into practice. Apply what you learn to your daily life, your relationships, your work, and your personal goals. As the philosopher Seneca put it, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor." 3. Train. Training is about repetition, discipline, and pushing yourself beyond your comfort zone. It's about developing habits, skills, and virtues that will serve you well in the long run. As the martial artist Bruce Lee put it, "I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times." Real world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The athlete. Athletes don't just show up on game day and expect to win. They train relentlessly, practicing their skills, building their strength and endurance, and learning from their coaches and teammates. The musician. Musicians don't just pick up an instrument and instantly become virtuosos. They practice for hours on end, honing their technique, learning new pieces, and performing in front of audiences. The writer. Writers don't just sit down and magically produce a masterpiece. They write every day, experiment with different styles, seek feedback from editors and readers, and constantly strive to improve their craft. The bottom line: self-improvement is not a quick fix or a magic bullet. It's a lifelong journey of learning, practice, and training. But it's a journey that's worth taking. By embracing the LPT loop, we can unlock our full potential, cultivate wisdom and virtue, and live a life that's truly extraordinary. As the philosopher Epictetus put it, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Lesson 4. How you do anything is how you do everything. Your life's a microcosm, dude. All right, folks, let's drop a truth bomb that's gonna shake up your worldview. The way you do anything is how you do everything. No, this isn't some cheesy motivational poster quote. It's a profound philosophical concept that can unlock a whole new level of self-awareness and personal growth. The microcosm of you. Think of your life as a microcosm, a miniature version of the universe. Every action you take, every choice you make, every thought you think is a reflection of your inner world. It's like a fractal pattern, where the same patterns repeat themselves at different scales. As the philosopher Heraclitus put it, character is destiny. In other words, our habits, our values, and our patterns of behavior shape our lives and determine our outcomes. The domino effect. The way you do one thing has a ripple effect on everything else in your life. If you're sloppy and careless in your work, you're likely to be sloppy and careless in your relationships, your health, and your finances. If you're honest and reliable in your dealings with others, you're more likely to be honest and reliable with yourself. As the saying goes, how you do anything is how you do everything. The quality control. Inspector. 1. Awareness. The first step is to become aware of your patterns of behavior. Pay attention to how you approach different areas of your life, your work, your relationships, your health, your finances. Are there any common themes? Are there any areas where you could improve? 2. Integrity. Integrity is about aligning your actions with your values. It's about being honest, trustworthy, and reliable in all aspects of your life. When you live with integrity, you build trust with others and with yourself. 3. Excellence. Strive for excellence in everything you do, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem. As the artist Michelangelo put it, the true work of art is but a shadow of the divine perfection. 4. Mindfulness. Be present in the moment. Pay attention to your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions. When you're mindful, you're less likely to fall into old patterns of behavior and more likely to make conscious choices that align with your values. 5. Growth mindset. Embrace a growth mindset, the belief that you can learn and improve through effort and dedication. Don't be afraid to make mistakes, to fail, to try new things. As the psychologist Carol Dweck put it, in a growth mindset, people believe that their most basic abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. Brains and talent are just the starting point. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The punctual professional. The person who is always on time for meetings and appointments is also likely to be reliable and responsible in other areas of their life. The mindful eater. The person who pays attention to their food choices and eating habits is also likely to be mindful of their thoughts, emotions, and overall well-being. The passionate volunteer. The person who volunteers their time and energy to help others is also likely to be compassionate, empathetic, and dedicated to making a positive impact on the world. The bottom line: how you do anything is how you do everything. Your life is a reflection of your choices, your actions, and your mindset. By cultivating awareness, integrity, excellence, mindfulness, and a growth mindset, you can create a life that's rich in meaning, purpose, and fulfillment. As the philosopher Aristotle put it, We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Lesson 5. Marks of the Good Life. Your Blueprint for a Kick-Ass Existence. Philosopher's Edition. All right, folks, let's talk about the good life. No, we're not talking about sipping margaritas on a yacht or winning the lottery, although those might be nice perks. We're talking about the deeper, more meaningful kind of good life. The kind that leaves you feeling fulfilled, purposeful, and at peace with yourself and the world. The happiness hype. In today's world, we're bombarded with messages about what the good life looks like. We're told it's about having a successful career, a big house, a fancy car, and a perfect family. We're sold the idea that happiness is a destination, something we can achieve by accumulating more stuff and checking off more boxes on our to-do lists. But here's the thing. The good life isn't about external achievements or material possessions. It's about living in alignment with our values, cultivating meaningful relationships, pursuing our passions, and contributing to something bigger than ourselves. The ancient wisdom. The ancient philosophers like Aristotle, Epicurus, and Seneca had a lot to say about the good life. They didn't all agree on the specifics, but they shared a common belief that the good life is not about fleeting pleasures or external validation, but about living a life of virtue, wisdom, and inner peace. As Aristotle put it, happiness depends upon ourselves. In other words, the good life is not something that happens to us, it's something we create through our choices, our actions, and our attitudes. The good life blueprint. So, what are the marks of the good life? Here are a few key ingredients, according to the philosophers. 1. Virtue. The ancient Greeks believed that virtue was the cornerstone of a good life. This meant cultivating qualities like courage, wisdom, justice, and temperance. It meant striving to be the best version of yourself, not just for your own sake, but for the sake of others. 2. Meaningful relationships. We are social creatures, and our relationships are essential to our well-being. The good life involves cultivating deep, meaningful connections with others, family, friends, romantic partners, colleagues, and even strangers. As the philosopher Epictetus put it, we are born for cooperation, as are the feet, the hands, the eyelids, and the upper and lower jaws. 3. Purposeful work. Work is not just a means to an end. It's an opportunity to express our creativity, contribute to society, and make a difference in the world. The good life involves finding work that is meaningful, challenging, and aligned with our values. 4. Inner peace. True happiness comes from within, not from external circumstances. The good life involves cultivating inner peace through practices like mindfulness, meditation, and self-reflection. As the Buddha said, "Peace comes from within. Do not seek it without." Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The teacher. A teacher who dedicates their life to educating and inspiring young minds. They find fulfillment in helping others learn and grow, and they make a lasting impact on their community. The nurse. A nurse who provides compassionate care to patients in need. They find meaning in their work by alleviating suffering and making a difference in people's lives. The artist. An artist who expresses their creativity through their work. They find joy in the process of creation and in sharing their art with others. The volunteer. A volunteer who dedicates their time and energy to helping others. They find fulfillment in making a positive impact on their community and in connecting with people from all walks of life. The bottom line. The good life is not a one-size-fits-all concept. It's a personal journey that looks different for everyone. But by focusing on virtue, meaningful relationships, purposeful work, and inner peace, we can create a life that's rich in meaning, joy, and fulfillment. As the philosopher Socrates said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." So take some time to examine your life, your values, and your goals, and then go out there and create a life that's truly good. Lesson 6. The Fountain of Goodness, Your Inner Wellspring of Awesome, No Digging Required. All right, folks, let's dive into some feel-good philosophy. We're not talking about fluffy affirmations or toxic positivity, although a little optimism never hurt anyone. We are talking about the deep-seated belief that goodness is an inherent part of human nature, a wellspring that we can tap into to create a more compassionate, just, and fulfilling world. The bad news bias. Let's be real. The world can be a pretty messed up place. We're constantly bombarded with news of violence, injustice, and cruelty. It's easy to become cynical, jaded, and lose faith in humanity. But here's the thing. While evil and suffering exist, they're not the whole story. There's also an abundance of goodness in the world. Acts of kindness, compassion, courage, and generosity. We just don't hear about them as often because they don't make for as sensational headlines. The philosophical reframe. The ancient philosophers like Plato and Aristotle believed that goodness is an essential part of human nature. They saw it as a potential that we all possess, a seed that we can nurture and cultivate. As Plato put it, good actions give strength to ourselves and inspire good actions in others. In other words, goodness is not just a moral imperative. It's also a source of personal power and social transformation. The ripple effect. Think of goodness like a pebble dropped into a pond. It creates ripples that spread outward, touching everything in its path. When we act with kindness, compassion, and generosity, we not only benefit ourselves, but we also inspire others to do the same. We create a ripple effect of positivity that can transform our communities and even the world. So, how do we tap into this fountain of goodness and let it flow through our lives? 1. Cultivate compassion. Compassion is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It's the foundation of kindness, empathy, and altruism. By practicing compassion, we open our hearts to others and create a more loving and supportive world. 2. Practice generosity. Generosity is not just about giving money. It's about giving your time, your energy, your attention, your talents. By practicing generosity, we create a sense of abundance and connection, and we make the world a better place. 3. Choose kindness. In every interaction, we have a choice to be kind or unkind. Choose kindness, even when it's difficult. As the saying goes, in a world where you can be anything, be kind. 4. Stand up for justice. When we see injustice, we have a responsibility to speak up and take action. Whether it's advocating for a cause you believe in, volunteering your time, or simply speaking out against discrimination, your actions can make a difference. 5. Be the change. Gandhi famously said, "Be the change you want to see in the world." Don't wait for others to create a better world. Start with yourself. Be kind, be compassionate, be generous, and be the change you want to see. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The volunteer firefighter. Volunteer firefighters risk their lives to protect their communities. They embody courage, selflessness, and a deep commitment to serving others. the soup kitchen. Hero. Volunteers at soup kitchens and homeless shelters provide food, shelter, and compassion to those in need. They offer a lifeline to the most vulnerable members of society. The Everyday Activist. Everyday activists use their voices and their platforms to speak out against injustice, advocate for change, and inspire others to take action. They remind us that even small actions can make a big difference. The bottom line: goodness is not a rare commodity, it's a renewable resource. By cultivating compassion, practicing generosity, choosing kindness, standing up for justice, and being the change we want to see in the world, we can tap into the fountain of goodness within ourselves and create a ripple effect of positivity that can transform our lives and the lives of others. As the Dalai Lama said, "If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion." Lesson 7. Quality over quantity. The Zen of less is more, and why your brain will thank you. All right, folks, let's dive into a concept that's going to shake up your world. Quality over quantity. No, we're not just talking about choosing artisanal coffee over instant, or buying a well-made pair of shoes instead of a cheap knockoff. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how you approach life, your work, your relationships, and even your damn Instagram feed. The quantity conundrum. We live in a world that's obsessed with more. More money, more followers, more likes, more stuff. We're bombarded with messages telling us that success is measured by the number of hours we work, the number of zeros in our bank account, or the number of friends we have on Facebook. But here's the thing, more isn't always better. In fact, it can often be worse. More stuff means more clutter, more commitments, and more stress. More work means less time for rest, relaxation, and the things that truly matter. And more followers don't necessarily mean more meaningful connections. As the philosopher Seneca put it, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it." Life is long enough, and a sufficiently generous amount has been given to us for the highest achievements if it were all well invested. In other words, it's not about how much time we have, but how we use it. The quality revolution. The ancient Greeks had a concept called arete, which means excellence or virtue. It's about striving for the best in all areas of life, not just accumulating more stuff or achieving more goals. As Aristotle put it, quality is not an act, it is a habit. In other words, quality is not something you do once in a while, it's a way of life. It's about choosing to do things well, to focus on what truly matters, and to create lasting value. So, how do we shift our focus from quantity to quality and start living a more meaningful, fulfilling life? 1. Prioritize depth over breadth. Instead of trying to do everything, focus on a few things and do them well. This applies to your work, your relationships, your hobbies, and even your social media consumption. As the saying goes, jack of all trades, master of none. 2. Embrace slow living. Slow down, simplify your life, and savor the present moment. This might mean decluttering your home, cutting back on commitments, or simply taking time each day to disconnect from technology and reconnect with yourself. 3. Invest in experiences. Experiences create lasting memories and enrich our lives in ways that material possessions can't. Instead of buying the latest gadget, invest in a trip, a concert, a workshop, or a meal with loved ones. 4. Cultivate deep relationships. Instead of chasing after a large number of superficial connections, Focus on building a few deep, meaningful relationships. These are the relationships that will support you, challenge you, and bring you joy. 5. Pursue mastery. Instead of just going through the motions, strive for mastery in your chosen field. This means constantly learning, practicing, and pushing yourself to improve. As the martial artist Bruce Lee put it, "I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times." Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The minimalist entrepreneur. Instead of chasing after every business opportunity, the minimalist entrepreneur focuses on a few core projects and gives them their full attention. They prioritize quality over quantity, and as a result, they create products and services that are truly exceptional. The mindful parent. Instead of overscheduling their children with activities, the mindful parent prioritizes quality time with their kids. They engage in meaningful conversations, play together, and create lasting memories. The slow food advocate. The slow food movement is all about savoring the flavors of fresh, local, and seasonal ingredients. It's about slowing down, enjoying the process of cooking and eating, and appreciating the connection between food and culture. The bottom line: quality over quantity is not just a buzzword, it's a way of life. It's about choosing depth over breadth, slow living over hustle culture, experiences over things, deep relationships over superficial connections, and mastery over mediocrity. By embracing this philosophy, you can create a life that's rich in meaning, purpose, and joy. As the philosopher Confucius put it, "It does not matter how slowly you go as long as you do not stop." Lesson 8. Heroes Here and Now, Your Guide to Everyday Bravery, Philosophical Edition. All right, folks, let's ditch the capes and tights and talk about real-life heroes. We're not talking about the ones in comic books or blockbuster movies. We're talking about the everyday heroes who walk among us, the ones who show up, step up, and make a difference in the lives of others, one small act of courage at a time. The hero myth. We often think of heroes as larger-than-life figures, endowed with extraordinary powers and destined for greatness. But the truth is, heroism isn't about grand gestures or superhuman feats. It's about ordinary people doing extraordinary things in the face of adversity. As the philosopher Aristotle put it, "Courage is the first of human qualities because it is the quality which guarantees the others." In other words, courage is the foundation of all other virtues. It's what allows us to act in accordance with our values, even when it's difficult or unpopular. The Everyday Hero's Journey. 1. Moral Courage. The first step on the hero's journey is to cultivate moral courage. This is the courage to stand up for what you believe in, even when it's unpopular or inconvenient. It's the courage to speak truth to power, to challenge injustice, and to defend the vulnerable. 2. Resilience. Life is full of challenges and setbacks. The everyday hero doesn't let these obstacles defeat them. They learn from their mistakes, adapt to new circumstances, and bounce back stronger than ever. As the saying goes, "Fall 7 times, stand up 8. 3. Compassion. The everyday hero doesn't just care about themselves, they care about others. They have empathy for those who are suffering, and they take action to help alleviate their pain. As the Dalai Lama said, "If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion." 4. Selflessness. The everyday hero puts the needs of others before their own. They volunteer their time, their energy, and their resources to help those in need. They don't seek recognition or reward. They simply act out of a sense of duty and compassion. 5. Perseverance. The everyday hero doesn't give up easily. They persevere through challenges, setbacks, and even failures. They understand that the journey is just as important as the destination, and that true heroism lies in the effort, not just the outcome. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The single mom. The single mom who works two jobs to provide for her children, who sacrifices her own needs for the sake of her family, and who never gives up hope for a better future. The first responder. The firefighter, the police officer, the paramedic, who run towards danger while others run away. They put their lives on the line to protect and serve their communities. The teacher. The teacher who inspires and empowers their students, who helps them discover their passions and reach their full potential. The activist. The activist who fights for social justice, who speaks out against inequality, and who works tirelessly to create a more equitable and inclusive world. The bottom line. You don't need a cape or superpowers to be a hero. You just need the courage to stand up for what you believe in, the compassion to care for others, and the perseverance to never give up on your dreams. As the philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson put it, "Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail." Lesson 9. Good habits drive out bad habits. Your brain's upgrade manual. All right, folks, let's talk about habits. Not the flossing every night kind of habits, although those are important too. We're talking about the deep-seated automatic behaviors that shape our lives, for better or worse. We're talking about the power of habit to transform us, to break us free from our vices, and to cultivate virtues that lead to a more fulfilling life. The habit loophole. Our brains are wired for efficiency. They love to create shortcuts, to automate repetitive tasks, and to conserve energy. This is why habits are so powerful. They allow us to do things without having to think about them. But this can also be a double-edged sword. Bad habits, like smoking, overeating, or procrastinating, are often deeply ingrained in our neural pathways. They're like well-worn grooves in our brains, making it easy to fall back into old patterns of behavior, even when we know they're not serving us. As the philosopher Aristotle put it, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. In other words, our habits shape our character, our actions, and ultimately, our destiny. The habit hack. The good news is that we're not slaves to our habits. We can change them, rewire our brains, and create new, healthier patterns of behavior. But it takes time, effort, and a strategic approach. Here's the ancient wisdom on how to hack your habits. 1. Awareness. The first step is to become aware of your habits, both good and bad. Pay attention to your thoughts, your actions, and your triggers. What are the situations or emotions that lead you to engage in certain behaviors? Once you're aware of your habits, you can start to make conscious choices about them. 2. Replacement, not elimination. Trying to eliminate a bad habit, cold turkey, is often a recipe for failure. Instead, try replacing it with a new, healthier habit. For example, if you want to stop snacking on junk food, replace it with fruits and vegetables. If you want to stop scrolling through social media, replace it with reading or spending time in nature. 3. Repetition and reinforcement. Habits are formed through repetition and reinforcement. The more you repeat a behavior, the stronger the neural pathway becomes. So, make a conscious effort to repeat your new, healthy habits every day. Reward yourself for your progress and don't get discouraged if you slip up occasionally. 4. Environmental design. Our environment plays a huge role in shaping our habits. Make it easy to engage in good habits and difficult to engage in bad ones. For example, if you want to eat healthier, stock your fridge with healthy food and get rid of junk food. If you want to exercise more, put your workout clothes by your bed so you see them first thing in the morning. 5. Accountability. Having an accountability partner can be a powerful motivator for changing your habits. Share your goals with a friend, family member, or coach, and ask them to check in with you regularly. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The morning person. Instead of hitting the snooze button, the morning person sets their alarm for the same time each day and immediately gets out of bed. They start their day with a healthy breakfast and a quick workout, setting a positive tone for the rest of the day. The mindful eater. Instead of mindlessly snacking throughout the day, the mindful eater pays attention to their hunger and fullness cues, eats slowly and savors each bite, and chooses nourishing foods that fuel their body and mind. The proactive procrastinator. Instead of waiting until the last minute to start a project, the proactive procrastinator breaks down the task into smaller, more manageable steps and sets deadlines for each step. They reward themselves for completing each step, which helps them stay motivated and on track. The bottom line: our habits shape our lives. By becoming aware of our habits, replacing bad habits with good ones, repeating and reinforcing those good habits, designing our environment to support them, and seeking accountability, we can transform our lives and create a future that's healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. As the saying goes, we first make our habits, then our habits make us. Lesson 10. Frenemies, the philosophical guide to navigating toxic friendships and keeping your sanity. All right, folks, let's talk about frenemies. You know, those friends who are also kind of enemies, those people who are sometimes your biggest supporters and other times your harshest critics. They're the ones who make you laugh one minute and make you want to pull your hair out the next. The frenemy phenomenon. Frenemies are a complex and often confusing breed. They can be charming, charismatic, and fun to be around, but they can also be manipulative, jealous, and downright toxic. They might compliment your outfit one day and then criticize your life choices the next. They might invite you to a party only to ditch you for someone more popular. As the philosopher Aristotle put it, wishing to be friends is quick work, but friendship is a slow ripening fruit. In other words, true friendship takes time, effort, and trust. Frenemies, on the other hand, are like fast food, tempting in the moment, but ultimately unsatisfying and potentially harmful. The toxicity test. So, how do you know if you're dealing with a frenemy? Here are a few red flags to watch out for. One-upping. They always have to one-up you, whether it's with their accomplishments, their possessions, or their social status. Backhanded compliments. They give you compliments that are actually insults in disguise. For example, that dress looks great on you. It hides your flaws so well. Competitive vibes. They're always trying to compete with you, whether it's for attention, affection, or success. jealousy and envy. They're jealous of your accomplishments, your relationships, or your happiness. Emotional roller coaster. They're hot and cold, supportive one minute and critical the next. They leave you feeling confused, insecure, and emotionally drained. The philosophical detox. If you've identified a frenemy in your life, it's time for a detox. This doesn't necessarily mean cutting them out of your life completely, although that might be the best option in some cases. It means setting boundaries, protecting your energy, and prioritizing your own well-being. Here are a few tips for dealing with frenemies. 1. Limit your exposure. Don't spend too much time with them. Set boundaries and prioritize your time with people who lift you up and make you feel good about yourself. 2. Don't take it personally. Remember, their behavior is more about them than it is about you. They might be insecure, jealous, or simply unaware of how their actions are affecting you. 3. Call them out, gently. If they say or do something that hurts you, don't be afraid to call them out on it, but do so gently and with compassion. 4. Focus on the positive. Instead of dwelling on the negative aspects of the relationship, focus on the positive. What do you enjoy about spending time with them? What can you learn from them? 5. Know when to walk away. If the relationship is consistently toxic and draining, it might be time to walk away. You don't owe anyone your time or energy, especially if they're not treating you with respect. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The backstabbing colleague. Your colleague might seem friendly and supportive, but they're always talking behind your back and trying to undermine your work. The jealous friend. Your friend might be happy for your successes on the surface, but secretly, they're jealous and resentful. The manipulative romantic partner. Your partner might shower you with affection and attention, but they're also controlling, possessive, and emotionally manipulative. The bottom line, frenemies can be toxic and draining, but by recognizing the signs, setting boundaries, and prioritizing your own well-being, you can protect yourself from their negativity and cultivate healthier, more fulfilling relationships. As the saying goes, keep your friends close and your enemies closer, but keep your frenemies at a safe distance. All right, folks, that's a wrap on today's journey through Stoicism and self-improvement. We hope you found some valuable nuggets of wisdom to help you tackle life's challenges with a stronger mindset. Remember, life is like a boxing match. It's not about avoiding the punches, but about how we get back up and keep fighting. If you enjoyed this video, don't forget to give it a thumbs up and share it with someone who might need a little boost. And if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe and hit that bell icon so you never miss an episode from our self-development series. We'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences, so drop a "keep it up" in the comments below. Stay strong, stay resilient, and keep striving for your best self. Until next time, take care and see you in the next video.